The Truth News Network. He's not Rush. He's not Sean. He's Dan. Dan Newman. And as usual, he's got the inside scoop on what's really happening in D.C.
and everywhere else in the U.S. and the world.
TNN, the Truth News Network. Here's Dan.
I don't know about everywhere on Earth, but I know a lot because I read a lot. I'm an investigator, a researcher. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Truth News Net today. What's going on? Absolutely nothing else in the world is going on unless it's happening in Washington, D.C. That's true. We're in the midst of a final decision. Will Judge Brett Kavanaugh be confirmed as the next United States Supreme Court Justice? The title of today's story is A Doctor? Yes or No? Have you noticed every television anchor and news reporter since 2 days ago have referred to Christine Blasey Ford as Professor Ford or simply Christine Ford? I have seen or heard no one refer to her since Tuesday as Dr. Ford. I wonder why that is. Millions looked in as Dr. Christine Blasey Ford testified before the Senate Judiciary Committee regarding her alleged sexual abuse at the hands of Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. Ms. Ford introduced herself as a, quote, research psychologist, end quote. She said this, "My name is Christine Blasey Ford. I am a professor of psychology at Palo Alto University and a research psychologist at the Stanford University School of Medicine." Her often stated and written title of doctor has been shown to be incorrect. For Christine Blasey Ford, according to California psychologist databases, is not, and never has been, a psychologist in California. By definition, a psychologist in California, as in all other 49 states, must be licensed. She has not ever been licensed in California, and apparently in no other state as well. An argument has been raised by the leftist fact-finding website Snopes.com that Ford, even though not a licensed psychologist, is a research psychologist, which is not the same as a doctor, and calling herself that is perfectly okay. Snopes.com and their story paints a pretty picture saying, and I'm paraphrasing, it's okay. She doesn't treat patients. She doesn't have a practice for doing so. So it's okay to call herself simply a research psychologist. Now, let me be clear. I personally have no factual insight into her practice of psychology. Do not know for certain if she has a practice at which she sees, counsels, and treats patients. But I do know she called herself a doctor, and at least during that four-hour-plus Senate Judiciary Committee hearing, never corrected anyone that questioned her, all those senators, and of course that prosecuting attorney, criminal attorney that asked her questions on behalf of the Republicans. Everybody addressed her as Dr. Ford. She said nothing. That sounds innocent enough, but it apparently breaks California law. Here's the law. Quote, "No person may engage in the practice of psychology or represent himself or herself to be a psychologist without a license granted under this chapter, except as otherwise provided in this chapter. Section 2902, Part C states, a person represents himself or herself to be a psychologist when the person holds himself or herself out to the public by any title or description of services incorporating the words psychology, psychological, psychologist, psychology consultation, psychology consultant, psychometry, psychometrics or psychometrist, psychotherapy, psychotherapist, psychoanalysis, or psychoanalyst, or when the person holds himself or herself out to be trained, experienced, or an expert in the field of psychology." That's from the law. Now, got a really famous quote here for you. What difference does it make? Of course, that's from Hillary Clinton and the Benghazi investigation and hearings. Here's what difference Ms. Ford's presenting herself as a doctor makes. She isn't, nor has ever been a doctor. She does have a PhD from Southern Cal. An MD? From nowhere. Brett Kavanaugh right now is in the fight for his life. Every day, all day, he struggles for his personal, social, professional, and family's reputation that apparently, at least according to Democrats, has nothing to do with his professional law career, his last 12 years as a judge on the First Circuit Court of Appeals in Washington, D.C., his teaching at Harvard and Yale, longtime charity work with the poor in D.C., or his activity with youth in Washington for many, many years. According to Democrats, the only thing that matters is his honesty, his integrity, and his character, which they assault nonstop. The attacks against Judge Kavanaugh originate from numerous sources. Among those sources, there's one common thread. None of the accusations of any of the dozen or so people who knew him personally in high school in the 80s has been corroborated by anyone. In fact, most of them have been totally debunked. The New York Times, NBC, Fox News, Washington Post, MSNBC, CNN, CNBC, ABC, CBS, none have been able to corroborate any of the allegations made against Kavanaugh. That inability to corroborate includes those made, every allegation made, by Christine Blasey Ford. Their attacks include attempted rape, sexual assault, illegal drug and alcohol use, verbal abuse, lying, even alcoholism. None of these have been verified by anyone, even those named as witnesses. What difference does it make that Christine Ford claims professionally to be something she's not? It's because of all these dozens and dozens of baseless claims made by all these people against Brett Kavanaugh. No, I'm not speaking about the criminal justice phrase. We hear this over and over and over again during all this. Innocent until proven guilty. This is not a criminal investigation. Rather, as Democrats say, it's a job interview. However, and listen closely to this however, if the attempted rape made by Ford against Kavanaugh turns out to be real, he can still be prosecuted criminally under Maryland law. There is no statute of limitations for sexual assault in Maryland. That's how serious this mess is. Here's the difference. It is about integrity, and it is about character. That's what is being attacked. Brett Kavanaugh's character is being assaulted by many on the left. People like, I'll just throw three or four out there. Senator Richard Blumenthal. He's a former Attorney General of Connecticut, now U.S. Senator. He serves on the Senate Judiciary Committee. For more than a decade, Blumenthal claimed that he served in combat in Vietnam. He used that in his campaigns, proudly seeking current and former military members' votes. And, of course, everybody that loves the military has got to love a member, former member of the military, and especially one who serves in combat, right? He never served in combat in Vietnam. He never served in combat anywhere else. Integrity? Character? And then what about the senator from California that started this whole thing, Senator Dianne Feinstein? The California senator held the initial Ford letter detailing her allegation for a month. Rather than a Senate mandatory process dictated, turning that letter immediately upon its receipt to the FBI to investigate the allegations against Kavanaugh. She held onto it for almost a month. Feinstein made that letter known only a couple of days before the Senate was set to vote on Kavanaugh's confirmation, conveniently using it as a political ploy to stall. Either Feinstein or a member of her staff allegedly and conveniently leaked the contents of that letter to the press, even after promising Ford they would keep it confidential. Senator Cory Booker, Spartacus. The New Jersey senator never told anyone about the sexual assault he attempted while he was in college. Bet you didn't hear about that. Bet you didn't bring that up during campaigns either. How did we find out about it? Who revealed it? Did somebody step forward? No, he wrote about it in a college newspaper years ago. He admitted it himself. And in that newspaper column that he so vividly laid out, the details, what he perpetrated upon a young lady almost was identical of what Christine Blasey Ford accused Brett Kavanaugh of attempting on her. And finally, Hillary Clinton. Oh, my God. Yes, she has come out questioning the nominee's qualifications to serve on the Supreme Court and questioning the veracity of what he said under oath. The list goes on and on, but I'm going to spare you the heartburn. When we come back, we're going to look at this whole thing from 10,000 square feet. We're going to summarize it, and I've got some juicy stuff for you. Sit tight at truthnewsnet.org.
How can we say when you book direct at choicehotels.com, you always get the lowest price in our rooms, guaranteed?
Let's get someone to say it with a really low voice. Carl?
Lowest price guaranteed.
What about the world's lowest limbo stick?
How low can you go?
Nice one, Carl.
Hey, I've got an idea. Just say, bada book, bada boom.
Bada book, bada boom.
Nice.
Always the lowest price guaranteed. Book now at choicehotels.com.
You love chocolate.
Chocolate.
You love M&Ms.
Oh, yes.
But your tastes have grown up, and you're just not wild about super sweet milk chocolate. So you've been avoiding M&Ms.
Yeah.
Well, fear no more.
Huh?
M&M's Dark Chocolate to the rescue.
My heroes.
M&M's Dark Chocolate Candies. Available wherever fine candies are sold.
CBS, NBC, ABC, MSNBC, CNN.
An alphabet soup of lies, myths, and disinformation. For real nutrition, you need a full plate of truth.
TNN, the Truth News Network.
And today, we are looking at the lies and the truth that are currently front and center in every newspaper, every news broadcast, every radio show here in the United States of America regarding all of the hoopla around the confirmation pending of Brett Kavanaugh to serve, replacing Justice Anthony Kennedy on the United States Supreme Court. So what matters? What really matters? Well, here's what matters. And pretty much is all that matters. Is Brett Kavanaugh qualified to serve as a Supreme Court justice? Does he have the expertise, the knowledge, the experience, the temperament to do so? Are there any factual improprieties in his past that should disqualify his service and confirmation to serve? The answers to all of us are yes. Yes, 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 and no. Do you remember a gentleman named J.C. Watts? J.C. Watts is a famous African-American who was a quarterback, a really good one, for the University of Oklahoma. He served as a congressman from Oklahoma's 4th Congressional District from 1995 to 2003. He won each of his elections in Oklahoma now, which is predominantly white. He won each of his elections by a landslide. He left Congress on his own volition after deciding, along with his family, that he should not run for Congress again. And he went into the private sector where, since, he serves today and has in numerous capacities in many ways, both privately, both in business, both in volunteer work, and a lot of associations with young Americans. Watts, besides as a OU football star, is best known for giving a very famous speech at the Republican National Convention just before Bill Clinton was reelected for his second term as president. The Monica Lewinsky incident was front and center in Washington, everywhere else in America. And in that speech, J.C. Watts, in the shadow of Monica Lewinsky, in the midst of an affair with the president in our Oval Office, in our White House, Watts defined the word character for President Bill Clinton. This is what he said. Mr. President, character is not just being honest and doing the right thing. It's about doing the right thing when no one else is looking. I'm going to repeat that. Mr. President, character is not just being honest and doing the right thing. It's about doing the right thing when nobody else is looking. Of course, Congressman Watts was referring to the Lewinsky scandal and President Clinton being caught in a lie under oath that resulted in his impeachment for perjury. His lie, quote, "I did not have sexual relations with that woman," Monica Lewinsky. Hundreds of personal friends, fellow workers, employees, fellow judges, former professors, politicians, schoolmates have chimed in during these confirmation investigations confirming Brett Kavanaugh's character with not a single asterisk included, not one. Even while the darts, the bricks, and hand grenades have flown from the left nonstop since his nomination, Kavanaugh has kept his hand on the plow. He's weathered death threats against his family and himself. He's watched his home trashed with graffiti and other vandalism. He's been forced into hiding. The Kavanaughs have been attacked in every conceivable manner, short of physically. And I would imagine if the crazies could get their hands on he or his family members, it would result in some physical brutality. That not happening has been a shock to me. Brett Kavanaugh, his wife, his two young girls, his mom and dad, they don't deserve that. He certainly does not deserve that for members of the United States Senate, especially those on the Senate Judiciary Committee. In fact, Democrat members of that committee, to a person, violated their oaths of office and their commitment to serve in the U.S. Senate and that committee, in which they promised to serve the American people and support the Constitution. To support the Constitution. How are they not supporting the Constitution? They're supposed to advise and consent on the president's choice to serve on the high court. They, beginning with their universal commitment, all of them, to not vote for Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation within just minutes of it being announced, long before any testimony, questions, or answers, show that they have discarded any shred of character they may have possessed. They've donned the robes of leftist partisans with one and only one purpose in this matter: stop Kavanaugh at all costs. In doing so, these Democrats and others have taken their final steps to the abandonment of the constitutional duties of the Senate. Advice and consent. That's all they're supposed to do in this regard. Brett Kavanaugh has the education, the experience, the knowledge, and the temperament to serve on the high court. No question about it. That's all that should matter, period. One more thing. Christine Blasey Ford apparently misrepresented herself as a psychologist when she's not, nor ever has been. Any way you couch that, it's a lie. There are other things that she committed, people she named that could verify the things that she said happened, that Brett Kavanaugh, as a high school student, attempted with her. Not a single person corroborated her stories. Several said they were never there, didn't know it. Her best friend said she knew nothing about it, and she never even met Brett Kavanaugh, and Blasey Ford said she was at that party. Here's a conundrum for me in all this. when somebody, anybody, tells a lie, any kind of lie, how do you know which, if any, of the things they subsequently say are true and which are false? When would you know what they were saying was actually real? If anything, Christine Blasey Ford gave as fact in that hearing was true and which was false. Now, a lot of people are saying she was credible. A lot of people support the fact that somebody who apparently was or claims to have been abused in the past deserves a voice to be heard. She was heard on an international stage and has been heard over and over and over again by millions of people. Several things have been proven to be false. Apparently, that's not the case of many of those in Congress and every Democrat on the Senate Judiciary Committee. That's sad. That's sad that America has come to that. The deciding factor for them is simply this. They don't want someone who is not a proven liberal to be confirmed to the United States Supreme Court. And our forefathers, our founders, warned us against that very thing. That's why they set it up and plainly stated in the Constitution, the Senate is to confirm advice and consent for the president's chosen nominee to serve on the Supreme Court. Wow, it's getting stinky out there. It's been stinky for a while, but I guess somebody's stirring up the stink and it's foul. Hey, thank you for joining us today. It's hot this weekend. There's a lot ahead. Make sure you stay close to the Truth News Network.
Your source of truth in a chaotic world. 24/7, online, on your devices. TNN, the Truth News Network. TruthNewsNet.org.